Keelan in the morning on P103.
Yo, yo, Manchester. It's the Big Breakfast Show in the big city. It's Key 103.
Hiya, this is Mike, and welcome to my Toolan cast, the bits you've missed. You're going to hear a whole load of good bits from the breakfast show, like Challenge You, Loco's Inbox, and a host of celebrity interviews. I really, really hope you enjoy it.
Baby, when you dance like this, you make the woman go mad.
Chelsea, stop now.
But I can sing so much more.
Not with my fist in your mouth, you can't.
Toolan in the morning on Key 103.
Let's find out what we've all learned in the last 24 hours. Let's pick a line to go to. Let's go to line 7. And Em, good morning, Em.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm strangely tired.
You're strangely tired?
Yeah, I had a late night last night.
Oh, I did too. What were you doing?
I was working.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was drinking. Where were you working, Em?
I work in the Chermside Hospital.
Oh, right, okay, you nurse?
I'm a recently qualified nurse, yes.
A recently qualified nurse. Okay, what have you learnt then at Chermside Hospital in the last 24 hours? Go on.
I've learnt to suck sputum from the back of a patient's mouth.
You've learnt to suck...
sputum?
What's sputum?
Spit, Mike, spit.
Oh. You've learned to suck spit from the back of a patient's... From their nose or their mouth?
From the back of the mouth. You can only do where you can see.
How do you do that, then?
Do you have an instrument?
We have an instrument, yes.
A sputum sucker?
You might not notice, but it's at the back of everybody's bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, like the long tube thing?
It has to be done.
Oh, no, that's not very pleasant. and does it make a kind of... type noise.
You've seen it done, haven't you?
Maybe I've had it done.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
That's exactly the noise it makes.
Oh, man, that's really unpleasant. Is that the grimmest part of your job, or are there things a great deal grimmer?
There are things grimmer.
let's not go there.
I did say in my text that it was strangely satisfying. It is.
Well, because do the patients enjoy having
that? I'll just
believe
you.
Do the patients enjoy the whole sputum suction routine?
No, in fact, I don't think anybody enjoys it but us.
It's strangely satisfying. You're strangely sadistic, really, aren't you?
Oh,
hello. Good morning, Mrs. Jones. It's time to suck the sputum. And they're like, no.
I'm terribly sorry, but it's something that I haven't done. I've been looking forward to doing.
Yeah.
And now I feel fulfilled.
Oh, listen, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
You were working late last night. Are you working again this morning?
I'm in lectures today.
Oh, you're in lectures because you're still learning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, have a good day today. Thank you very much for getting...
Bye!
Bye!
Bye! How interesting was that? I didn't know people could suck sputum.
No.
I didn't even know what sputum was. Chelsea, what have you learned in the last 24 hours?
Right, well, I've learned that McDonald's are now educating us with the nutritional information in their meals.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Yesterday, there's this leaflet that they put on your tray. It's very colourful.
Did you go to McDonald's yesterday?
I passed it.
You passed it and went in just to get the nutritional leaflet? Now, I'm sorry, McDonald's wouldn't... If I wanted nutritional information, McDonald's wouldn't be my first port of call.
No, it tells you all about their food on the back.
All right.
Oh, let me just
all
tell you
all the nutritional
this.
Breakdowns.
If you're... McDonald's opens across Manchester at 6:30, so if you're currently eating one, then this is a bit scary.
They've got us on, by the way, in the one on the Princess Parkway.
Have they?
Yeah, they might not like this.
Oh, well, here you go. Large fries, 470 calories, a double cheeseburger, 445, and a milk... which is my normal meal, 145.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
For milk?
For milk. And it's organic.
I had yesterday one of those piri chicken burgers, you know, the piri sauce.
Oh, yes.
Like a flame grilled
sweet
thing.
Sweet chicken.
Sweet. Is it how
sweet
much?
Sweet chili
is that?
Chicken. 555.
500?
That's a deli sandwich on a brown roll.
I thought that was supposed to be the healthy option.
Well, no.
Well, I've learned something yesterday. Look at you. You don't do
throw
healthy
it
options.
Away.
I would. Seriously, rip it up. Never
yeah,
read that again.
It's depressing, isn't it?
I've learnt in the last 24 hours. I went out for a couple of beers with a couple of mates last night.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them told me an interesting fact.
Right.
Because he was going to date somebody.
Oh, right.
61% of the women in the UK actually do a Google search. They Google men before they go out with them on a date. So if you meet a guy called whatever, Steve Terry.
Yeah.
You don't just go out with him on spec. You've now got the internet. You can actually research the guy before you properly go out with him. So you type in his name or whatever or everything you know about him into Google and you Google him And then you think, hang on, yeah, he's got no convictions for assault. He's not been in jail. He's not done this. He's not, you know, whatever. He's not wanted by the feds. And you can find out, and apparently, I didn't know this because I'm not in the dating game anymore.
No.
61% of women actually do a Google search on a man before they go out with him.
I've never done it, but it's a good idea. I'll use that
in the
future.
You should. Well, because usually on the websites you go, they give all the information about the man anyway, don't they? How much he costs, where he comes from.
Now, Manchester's Breakfast Show.
Tulin in the morning. Tulin in the morning. On Key 103.
Little Hugh Ferris, he has no fear. By far the greatest, as you will hear. He does his challenges just like a hero. It's time for Challenge You.
That's me! I forgot that jingle. It's 8:43, Q103. Every Monday on Tulin in the Morning, we give Hugh Ferris, our sports geek, our sports caster. Sorry.
Thank you.
Slip of the tongue. A different task to complete. He could be licking Chelsea's shoes.
Oh, not today, because I've got open-toe sandals.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that.
No.
He could be walking over broken glass. He could be sitting in a bath full of maggots. Mm. I'm trying to add a bit of suspense to it.
Yes.
Chelsea will spin the Ferris wheel, which we cleverly named after you. There is a proper Ferris wheel in the Q103 studio. Attached to the wheel, 12 different, ever so slightly cruel tasks, but my God, are they funny, that the ferret must complete before the week is up.
They're new.
Well, some of them are new, some of them are old. If you look down, the pipes of pee are still in there.
Yeah.
We didn't manage to stop on that one last time. There's hanging around.
I like Waltzer Wally.
Do you?
I don't know what it is, but I like the sound of it.
I can waltz.
There's close shave.
Cow cleaner.
Oh, please let it stop on cow cleaner. Chelsea.
Was it me?
Yes, go and assume the position. Not that position. You've already got the job.
Oh, not again.
Is that joke wearing thin?
Yes, a little.
Okay, Chelsea, spin the wheel of destiny. Spin that Ferris wheel.
Here we go.
Not cow cleaner. I don't want cow cleaner.
No,
I don't want cow. Or pipes of pee.
Round and round and round it goes.
It's not gonna be that one.
I think I've pulled a muscle.
And it's stopping.
Jump start.
mechanic?
Jump start. Chelsea, will you pass me the envelope entitled Jump Start, Please, My Beauty?
There you go.
Okay, Hubert, I don't know what this challenge is yet. Yes, I do.
What? Come on.
Your task this week, Mr. Ferris.
Lovely, I can do that.
However, it's involving you jumping out of an aeroplane. What are you doing?
Stop being a witch.
Well, stop it. It's 8:45. That's it. You're going to have to jump out of an aeroplane.
No, wait,
there's more.
Oh.
Without a parachute. Oh, no, sorry, I just made that bit up.
You know about the whole kind of heights thing?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, you're frightened of heights.
Yeah.
How is this don't worry about it thing going to happen?
You're going to be flying through the air like Superman, but without any superpowers.
Oh.
Or is that more like dropping like a big hot stone?
Yes.
Through the air. No, are you all right doing this?
Well, not really.
That's a bit tough, really, isn't it?
Well, stop fidgeting.
You go blind. there we are. You've got until the 25th of August to do it. You've got to jump out of an aeroplane.
That's 10 days.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Hugh. That's correct. Get out. Get out and jump out of an aeroplane for the kids. Just think about the kids.
No!
I'm sorry.
Tulin in the morning. It's like a cheese made on acid.
You've seen Robbie a couple of times, haven't
you? I've seen him twice, not including Take That.
Are we playing some sort of teenage game? I've seen him twice, not including Take That. Sort of five times.
At Old Trafford, the cricket ground.
Was that the time you were...
Oh, I had a bad experience because it's all standing, right? Now, if you're really clever, you can sit at the back and you can actually have a picnic right at the back. But oh no, not Norris.
You were right at the front.
I tried to get my way
to the
front.
Oh no, not Norris. That's a great line for a feature.
Oh no.
Chelsea Norris. Oh no, not Norris. I love that. So you were right at the front.
I made my way to the front, but because I'm only like knee high to a grasshopper, a midget in other words, there was no air for me. All the tall people were taking all the oxygen. So I passed out.
Did you?
Had to be carried to the front, strapped into a St. John's Ambulance wheelchair.
Right. I'd love to have seen this. Have you got any photos? No. You strapped to a wheelchair?
Including your arms strapped in.
They strap your arms in like Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah.
Wow.
And carried past him. Now, I got a great view, but I looked an absolute tit.
It's hardly the best outfit for pulling, Robbie, is it? Being wheeled past him, strapped to a wheelchair.
He's hardly going to want to sleep with you that night, is he?
I had my Gucci sunglasses on that I paid for especially, but the wheelchair took it all away.
Actually, and did you, backstage, did you then go backstage?
Yeah, into the St. John's Ambulance Hut.
Right, but you didn't get backstage to see Robbie?
No.
I once actually blagged my way, Madonna years ago did a gig at Wembley, Wembley Stadium, and I went down to see her. And I actually managed to blag my way. This was before I was in radio or anything. This was in the summer I was doing my GCSEs.
You're a professional blagger.
I was a professional blagger. And I actually nicked a broom from one of the cleaners by one of the exits and actually got to the backstage just by pushing this broom because I looked like a cleaner. Well, I do now. And so what about, right, let's do a quick, what time is it now? Quarter to nine. Let's do a real quick thing. Have you ever blagged your way backstage at a gig?
Oh yeah, like pretending you've broke your leg or
something. For whatever reason, have you ever managed at any gig in your life, you've ever managed to blag your way backstage, either, you know, via St. John's Ambulance, either in a wheelchair, whatever it is, if you've ever managed to get yourself backstage at some kind of gig, we'd like to hear from you. Text us now, 63103.
I've forgotten about it. I've just humiliated myself all over again.
You are so money, aren't you? You didn't mention that to Robbie when we met him last time, did you? Do you remember me in the wheelchair?
Manchester's Breakfast Show.
Oh, yes, Toolin' in the Morning, only on Key 103.
Hello, Beyonce.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are
this
you?
This is my friend Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hey, listen, what do we call you? Beyonce or B? What's an abbreviation for your name? What do your mates call you?
Everyone calls me B.
B.
That's why my record is B.
Yeah. Day. Oh, I thought the record was B Day because it's released on your birthday.
Well, in America, we, you know, a little lazy and abbreviate B Day with birthday.
So people actually say Happy B Day.
Yes, sometimes. Okay. They say today's your B Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. And you're gonna be 25.
I will.
And what would you love for your birthday?
I would love.
Would you like some kiwi?
It must be a nightmare to know what to buy you. Like, what does your mum buy you?
Well, does she make you something?
Maybe? I have a really hard time buying my mother a gift.
Yeah, it's always hard
so
buying.
So we all are like, sometimes we say, don't worry about it. Just don't buy anything. For Christmas, we just kind of spoil our nephew, my sister's baby, because we all go crazy trying to find things for each other. Good music, candles, something for my house, you know, something
simple.
Oh,
I was thinking candles is a bit like people say, oh, I don't know what to buy them. Get them candles. Well, every
but
lady
it's
likes
always
candles.
Nice to have candles.
Yeah.
And then otherwise you end up with about three candles that are so nice you can't use them.
You never
you've got
use
to
them.
Replace
yeah.
them.
It's true because
so you've got loads.
It's true.
But
you
women
never
are obsessed
mess
with candles.
Up.
I don't
well,
know. I come back, my wife, I think there's been some sort of power cut. She's got all these candles going around the bath, or she's holding some sort of seance or something. I don't know.
It's really soothing. You understand.
I like the smell.
Yes,
I like the
beautiful.
Smell of a candle. Listen, Beyonce, we didn't know, or B, because we're kind of, I like to think we're
yeah,
friends
we're
now.
We're bonding.
Yeah, we're bonding a little bit.
Okay.
We didn't know until this morning that you'd flown into the UK that we were going to interview you. So
really?
we just got a phone call saying, listen, Beyonce's in the UK. Get your asses down to London.
Wow.
Come and say it. So here we are.
And now it was that quick?
I seriously, we jumped on the first.
I would have done my hair for you.
She would have shaved.
She looks nice.
Got a bit of a stubble left.
Yeah, a bit of a desperate dance going on there. I planned to spend the afternoon alphabeticising my DVD collection.
Oh, well, that's
and I
nice.
Was going to buy dog clothes for my little dog, Lily.
What, but do you are. Really have a dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
She's a Bichon Frise.
Oh,
a little
wow.
white fluffy.
Yeah, I had one of those puppies, but I had to give her away because I was away all the time traveling.
They're a bit as well.
Really?
A bit mad, yeah.
Oh, that's
she doesn't like it when I put coats on her and things.
No, Chelsea,
well,
very much like Paris Hilton likes to dress.
That
I don't like that, you see. This is an argument we have regularly. We have a lot in common, but there's a lot of things about each other we dislike.
Yes, that's true.
And the whole dressing dogs up. Beyonce, where do you stand on the dressing dogs up scenario?
I mean, I actually, my cousin and I have a dog, Munch. And
Munch?
Yeah.
That's a terrific name.
It is a good
well,
name.
We
do you feel a bit silly in the pub? Munch!
Yeah, exactly. I'm not really into it. Too much.
No, I'm not. That's how you can say that. You don't worry about offending Chelsea.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Chelsea is a very big fan of yours. She loves the way you dress. Have you ever seen Heat magazine in the UK?
Yes, I have seen.
Yeah.
It.
Okay. Well, Chelsea actually has a picture of you.
Oh, don't embarrass me.
No, it's gone. I bet it's in your bag now.
Oh,
and she carries it because they always do the pictures of you. Sometimes they focus in on people's sweaty armpits and stuff.
No,
but this is a lovely.
I just loved your dress here.
Oh God! Please tell me it's not one of those crazy pictures. Oh, thank you. That's a good one.
That's a nice
thank God.
Dress.
That's a lovely dress.
Do you get to like still pick your own clothes and
buy them all and all that?
I do. I still go shopping occasionally. I'm not really the girl that likes to shop all the time.
Yeah.
I hate to try on clothes. I get really, like, I feel like I'm working.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you marry me? Because every girl I've ever met loves that. And it's the dullest point in a man's life.
It was really fun in the beginning, but now I have to try on clothes for photo shoots and all that so much. Yeah. It's like, I just take it. I buy it and if I'll take it back.
Does your mom still make a lot of you?
She does. She's still my stylist and she pulls a lot of clothes and I kind of pick from the racks and it's fun sometimes.
Oh, well, this is my favorite.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to play
you. Embarrassing me, Mike.
I'm sorry about that. Listen, if I wanted to embarrass you, there's a load more things in that bag that we could bring out.
No, you don't go in a girl's handbag.
No, listen, we'll cut to the tunes. Your new song, Deja Vu, is out on Monday.
Yes.
Let's play it now.
Great.
In fact, do you want to introduce it for us?
Of course. Hey, I'm Beyonce, and this is my new single, Deja Vu, on Key 103.
This is Key 103.
I love that song. And the video is very, very sultry as well, very sexy.
Thank you.
As they tend to be with you.
Thank you.
And is the booty shake here to stay? Please say yes.
The booty shake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah. Is that something you're born with or is it something you can acquire?
Can
Chelsea,
you teach me
tried.
How to do it?
I'm
Chelsea
sure she
tries
can
do
to do
it.
Any person can.
Oh, I don't think I'm very good. Is it like that?
There you go. You
like
got
that.
It.
It's kind of like that. You've got it going. The song is terrific. It's a really, really cool song.
Thank you.
And Jay-Z's on it. I'm trying to think in the house. Is it a musical kind of thing going on? Are you singing by the ironing board and he's rapping in the downstairs toilet? Is it that kind of vibe going on?
No, it's really... I mean, I respect him professionally and he does the same with me. And usually I do a record, I'm finished, and then I'll ask him to kind of join me after it's done,
yeah.
Or vice versa.
And you've actually got now your own perfume out as well, is that right? Is
it? Yeah, I had a perfume, True Star, with Tommy Hilfiger, which was an experience for me because they went through thousands of different fragrances to get True Star, and it was really a learning experience.
Did you ever give it out as presents to your friends? If it's someone's birthday, say, here's here's a bottle of True Star from my lockup.
No. That would feel a little cheesy.
Apart from, obviously, your home and your car, what's the most extravagant thing you've ever splashed out on?
To be honest with you, I haven't bought a car.
Have you not?
You've not bought a car?
Since I was 16. I haven't bought any jewelry since I was 17.
And don't say you get loads of freebies. I'll be so jealous.
No, I mean, I don't really care about, I know I sound like I'm being cheesy, but I wear a lot of borrowed jewelry and I bring it back and I don't have to pay for it. So it doesn't make sense to buy it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've come all the way down to see you. Is there any time in the near future you're going to be back in Manchester?
I hope so. In April of next year, I'm going to tour.
Right, okay.
So I'll be all over everywhere, and I'm sure I'll come back to Manchester. I've had many great shows there.
Yes,
so.
You have. I saw you with the girls. It was a terrific.
It was. I remember we had a blast in Manchester. We always have a good time together.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with them all?
Of course. We're sisters.
You've been together since you were like
9.
Dancing in your front room.
Dancing and sharing bedrooms and sharing bathrooms and sharing clothes. And
well, can I just stop you on that image? And can I just stay with that image for a few minutes?
Gosh, no.
So let's get out before
yes,
we get thrown
run
out.
Quick.
Listen, Beyonce, it's been lovely to meet you.
It's lovely meeting you guys.
Really good luck with the song. Good luck with the album. And come and see us when you're next in Manchester.
I will. And thank you guys for coming to see me today.
It hasn't been a chore, has it?
No, Chris? It's been wonderful.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Sitting with you for 2 hours on a train's been a chore, but this has made up for it.
Was it only 2 hours? It seemed like so much more.
Uh-oh. Hey, this is Beyonce on Tulin in the Morning. And you know, I tried to teach Mike Tulin how to shake, you know, shake his butt, but I'm a pop star, not a miracle worker.
This is Key 103.
Email, we get your email every day.
You've got new mail waiting.
Here's your mail today.
And- And it's a welcome return of everyone's favourite feature, Locko's inbox on Q103. Locko, what have you got for us today?
Do you know those things that they put little cautions these days on sort of films? You know, when you're looking through the listings and you see a film you fancy, but you can't really go and watch it unless you've checked out what's going to be in it and whether it's going to offend you.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, so they put little parent guidance
there. Actually, it works the other way for me. If it says something like, warning, contains mild nudity, I think, well, I'll definitely watch.
Yeah.
if it wasn't mild, I'd be glued to it.
So, I mean, there's some on at the Trafford Centre at the moment, cheaper by the dozen, and it says, contains mild language, slapstick and firework pranks. It's just a bit random, isn't it?
Proper warning. I don't want my children watching firework pranks.
No, it is. It's a proper warning. This is true. Lady in the Water contains mild threat and scary moments.
All right.
Okay. There's a film called Nacho Libre. Or is it Naco Libro? It's on anyway, a cinema near you, and it contains moderate and comic wrestling violence.
Wow. It's true.
So I thought, because this is a family show,
yes.
I thought you needed a few, because sometimes you get a bit risque, don't you?
Do you think sometimes I'm a bit edgy, a bit out there?
I think you are a bit out there, and you need to get in here a bit more often.
I don't like being in here, though, because that's where you all are.
So I've devised a few little cautions for you, right? And I want you to bear these in mind. If you're going to do something that's a bit naughty,
we could just play one of your cautions.
Just play one of these little cautions.
Okay.
Just to warn people that, you know, they might need a bit of parent guidance.
Okay, that's
fine. All right, here's caution number one.
Caution. The following link on Mike Toulon's Breakfast Show contains mild sexual innuendo and explicit name dropping.
Oh, that hurt.
That's when you're having a party and sort of Chelsea can't come because she's a bit chesty, but Brad and Angelina drop by.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Caution number two.
Caution. The following link on Mike Toulon's Breakfast Show contains intense flirting and one use of humour.
One use of humour?
Just when you're trying to be really, really funny. Number three.
Caution. The following link on Mike Toulon's Breakfast Show contains some nudity and one use of the word kahunas.
Ah, yes.
Now, that'll be used a lot, that, wouldn't it?
I do use the kahuna word often. I know I shouldn't.
What? One more?
Yeah.
Caution. The following link on Mike Toulon's Breakfast Show contains gratuitous vanity and sustained references to my friends Posh and Bex.
It hurts when friends turn on you, doesn't it?
Toulon in the Morning on Key 103.
He has no bad qualities whatsoever.
This is Key 103.
Have you ever blagged your way backstage with some really nonky excuse? Nick and Kay says, my friend and I went to see Anastasia. Our tickets were a bit poo, so I told the stewards I was having a panic attack. They sent us up in the lift with the sound crew to a private box with a free fridge full of alcohol. We then had a great time. That's a neat trick, that, isn't it?
It's good luck.
Someone else just texted in. Les in Stockport says, Chelsea, see what you've done now. There'll be 5,000 wheelchairs at Robbie's gig. Someone else says, I passed out at an E17 show because of the heat. It was on Australia. I did manage to get myself backstage. The only problem was they were all actually on stage, so I didn't get to see them or the gig. Actually, that's not ideal.
No, it's not great.
Steve just texted in and says, my mum got backstage on Sunday thanks to you, Mike. It was at the Night of Stars gig, and after going for a ciggy outside, she got lost and ended up backstage. She said it was worth it because she met you, or so she said. Yes, I remember your mum. It was Debbie, as I recall.
Was it?
Yeah. Hello,
well, you
Debbie.
You actually remember somebody's name.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good for me, isn't it? Hello, Debbie. And yes, Steve, I did meet your mum. She was lovely.
This is Key 103.
In the Morning on Key 103.
I tell you, this Night of Stars last night, Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know that Tepele who plays
Tepele Dorgu, yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She
was doing Fame. And they were doing all the massive high kicks, the leg warmers. Hugh, you would have loved the leg warmers. It was so you. Good morning to you, Hubert.
Oh, how nice of you to introduce me in such a way.
Hey, we're back, everybody.
Isn't that nice? To rain. Is what you missed.
It's really great to be back in Manchester. look, can I just say thank you to Hugh Ferris and Trevor, the producer, for coming last night to see me at the Palace Theatre. Thanks to you, Chels, for... you were busy, I understand.
I texted you.
You texted me saying good luck.
You were on my mind, in my thoughts.
Yeah, but not enough to actually get your ass out of bed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in bed. Brilliant. I was building wardrobes, I'll have you know.
Did you like my... What?
I was building wardrobes.
You can do that anytime, not a Sunday
evening.
I've
got no man to do
stage.
It.
Who does that on a Sunday night?
Somebody who's got nowhere to hang their clothes.
Freakoid builds wardrobes. Builds their own wardrobes. You have a massive, like, log. and you started going with it with an axe.
I did actually have to saw some of it off.
I bet you did. I bet you did. But thank you for coming last night, Hugh.
Well, it was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy my show? I mean, did you enjoy the show?
I enjoyed the show, and indeed you're part of it as well.
Did you like my hat?
I loved your hat.
I was wearing a Panama hat last night.
Were you? Size 7?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Why would you ask?
Man from Del Monte, Panama, size 7.
He always wears size 7?
Yes.
Your mind is just a useless little collection. Good morning, Loco.
All right, Arkie.
It's nice to be back.
Do you know, all last week I was defending you when people were saying, you know, he's just on one big jolly with his family. I was going, no. You don't know Mike like I do.
it was a working trip last weekend. Can I just make this clear? It wasn't a holiday.
No.
And actually, it was quite hard work, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have you turned into some character from The Vicar of Dibley?
No. Yes.
What are you doing, Locker? It was hard work, and I had my family out there with me, and I adore my family. Yeah, they're all right. We had our little baby Lottie with us, who's 9 months old, and she did not travel well.
She's actually 11 months old now.
She's 11. Thanks, Jess. Yes, she is. She's
I'll let you know when it's a birthday.
And please do. You'll send flowers, usual address.
She's aging quicker than I am in this last 30 seconds.
But she was hard work. She wouldn't sleep, would she? She stressed us all out. We were supposed to be going out for dinner and stuff. She kept screaming and all this sort of cave. It's hard taking babies on holiday.
Yeah.
She didn't want to miss out. That was what she was kind of fighting the time.
She fights sleep all the time. She doesn't want to miss out on anything. It's really annoying. Miss out.
Just like
you?
A dad.
Just miss out. So, listen, Chelsea just did a bit of singing there. I was doing some singing last night, Loco.
Were you?
I don't know if I've mentioned this.
I think you probably... Yeah, you dropped it in once, didn't you?
Well, there was a thing at the Palace last night called Night of Stars, open brackets, and Mike Tooley, close brackets. You see, it's self-deprecation, you see.
Yes.
Key 103, your self-deprecation
station.
There
very
it is.
Good.
And there was a host of stars last night, and it was, you know, Sue Jenkins, who used to play Jackie Corkill.
Yes.
Jimmy, what are you doing, Jimmy?
Yeah.
It was her, and she basically organised it this time last year, a Night of Stars in response to the tsunami disaster.
Mm.
And they actually raised enough to build an entire orphanage in Thailand. They raised 35
brilliant.
Grand last year, and I think we raised even more last night. And so it was Night of Stars too, and it was like a who's who of Manchester celebrities. The whole Manchester celebrity world was there last night. There was, of course, the entire Fleischmann clan.
Oh, yeah.
Who are like the Von Trapp family.
Yeah.
And all of them are talented and beautiful.
Yes.
And Richard Fleischmann himself is so annoyingly cool.
Yeah, he's good at everything,
he's
isn't he?
He's just good at
Was
everything.
Roxy there too?
Roxy was there, but they just come back off holiday, and she was telling me he's not good at everything.
Oh.
There was something on holiday he wasn't good at. Riding a camel. She said, I've found something that Rick's not good at. She was there. She's tiny, you know, that
yes.
Roxy. What's she, from Emmerdale, isn't she?
Yes.
And there were lots of people there who I didn't know. Lots of celebrities from shows like Where the Heart Is or Heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
And those shows that only Chelsea and people's nans watch.
Well, honestly, Where the Heartbeat's very good.
Where the Heartbeat. Where the Heartbeat, that brilliant show. I tell you who was there, who I'd never met before, who I met, Vera Duckworth.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She was on stage. Jack and Vera did a song. And little Sam Astin, who plays Chesney.
Did he do Bugsy Malone?
He was Bugsy Malone.
Is he good?
And he was brilliant.
Oh.
And he's honestly, in real life, that little kid is exactly like Chesney.
Oh.
He's only about waist high, but he's really cocky. Oi, Toulon, you were crap! He pointed up at me. He's like that.
Oh,
he's really funny. He's a lovely kid. Who else was there? Kim Marsh was there. I've got to say, has got lovely pins.
Has she?
She's got legs like a gazelle.
Is she?
They just go on for it. She was in suspenders the whole time.
Wow.
I'm telling you. I was sharing a dressing
room. It was like the Rocky Horror Show, wasn't it?
Well, actually, they did do songs from that. And I actually had, in my dressing room, I was sharing a dressing room with about four other people. And next to me was the guy who was doing the Frankfurter thing. And I didn't realise this, but there was just like these size 11 stilettos next to me. And I thought, there's some really
I wish I'd have been there now. I'm sat at home in my suspenders and my stilettos thinking, where should I go tonight?
Where could I go tonight that I'd fit in? I was sharing a dressing room with John Thompson, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And Jonathan Rather, who played Factory Joe from Coronation Street.
Good looking
and,
him.
Yeah, well, my Mrs. Emma fancies him.
Yeah, he's lovely.
She thinks he's gorgeous. He's got a really square jaw.
He has, very chiselled.
And a very good looking girlfriend.
Jessica. Oh, right, okay.
So do we get to hear you sing or what?
Well, Trevor, the producer, has actually taped it, so I'm going to play a little bit, but I'm a bit embarrassed about, you know, I think it was all right. I mean, I'm no Pavarotti, except for the way I look. Anyway, this is introduced by a guy called Vince Miller, who does a lot of the corporate stuff at United, who's a very, very good compere. This was the introduction. I've got to tell you, by the way, he actually calls me the award-winning Mike Tooley.
Oh, yeah?
Because when he was doing the introduction in rehearsals, he said, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Q3's Mike Tooley. And I said, is that it? I said, at least say I'm award-winning. You know. And he did.
Yes.
Anyway, here it is.
Now, you probably heard this next gentleman quite a lot, but you wouldn't know his face, probably unless you bumped into him and somebody said it's him. But he sings very well, and he's coming on stage now.
That was
he's
a lie.
Award-winning Key 103 presenter. We have together Mr. Mike Toulon.
Listen to that rapturous applause. I'm only going to play about 5 seconds.
Oh, what a
sinner
song. Argentina has gone to town over the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy, morning all day and morning all night, falling over ourselves to get on.
See, it's kind of in tune, isn't it? Oh, what an exit. Oh, the memories. Can I leave it there?
Do you know, it's whetting my appetite for the early rounds of X Factor.
Thanks, Lachlan. Thanks for all your support, everyone. It's been brilliant.
Thank you for listening to the Toulon cast. Remember, you can hear more of that same stuff Monday to Friday only on Key 103.